I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey, this one says, from Slim in D.C., I've been married 10 years. My wife has a lot of great qualities, but she's not the one for me. I have married the wrong woman, and I love her as a friend, but I don't want to spend the rest of my life with her. The problem is we have two children, and I hate to leave them. When we talk about the future, we have two different visions. My dreams are big, and she doesn't have any. It kills me to hear her being skeptical, negative, and doubtful daily. It seems like this marriage has run its course. Is it selfish to leave?
Well, I mean, look, man, you do have kids. I don't know if you need to talk to her, you know, what she needs to do to up her dreams. Maybe she needs some encouragement or something like that. A lot of this just depends on whether you're in love or not. If you ain't in love, it ain't nothing I can help you with. You know, if you're not in love, it's nothing I can help. There's nothing Steve Harvey can do for you. You know, but, you know, I mean, you could do anything and still remain friends. I'm the last person to discuss divorce with, cause I'm out. You know,
and I'm the other last person.
Right. So yeah, like, if it ran its course, then the course is up. You know.
All right, we'll just move on then.
Lila, the course is up. You graduated or you failed.
Either way, you. Connecticut CLO says I'm 37 years old.
Polly?
My husband left me 3 weeks ago because I planned a trip to see my sister, and he didn't think I needed to get on an airplane during the pandemic. He got so upset that he didn't talk to me while I was gone. I go home and he was gone and had taken two TVs and most of his clothes. He still won't talk to me, but he texted me to say he's staying at a friend's house. My sister said it was all premeditated and he's not coming back. Should I do some snooping to see what's really going on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, why would you not? Why you gotta ask me would you snoop? I'm surprised you ain't started.
Yeah, girl.
I'm going to my friend's house. I ain't talking to you now. When you leave, I got these two TVs and going because you got on the plane.
Right.
Okay.
To go see your sister.
I think he been sitting there for years waiting on you to get on the plane.
How can I get out?
Man, I'm out. Oh, you going on a plane? Oh, this is it. I'm staying at a friend's house. What friend?
Yeah.
Boy, stop. Mm.
That need two TVs.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Joy in Kentucky says, my six-year-old son acts like his dad, and it drives me crazy. We're both 28 years old, but he curses a lot and walks around holding his pride and joy, as he calls it. Whenever my son comes home from his dad's house, he has new curse words. Just yesterday, he was on the phone with my mom and grabbing his tiny little pride and joy while he was talking to her. I told him to stop, and he said he's doing what daddy does. How can I get my son's father to see he's negatively influencing our child? Please help. Wow.
Well, you have to show him that he's negatively influencing your child. I mean, there's only one way to do it. You got to say this is what he's doing when he's talking to adults, and he's 6 years old. Now, this is going, he's going to go to school with this.
Yeah.
He's going to be standing on the playground talking to a little girl at recess, in the lunchroom, in front of the teacher, and this ain't going to go good.
No, he's
going to you need to talk with him. You got to get his father to help reel that type of behavior in, because it ain't cute on a six-year-old. I can tell you that right now, you know.
Needs to stop immediately.
Yeah,
all right. DiNardo in Rochester says, I'm working part-time with a lady that I've been having an affair with. Her husband found out she's messing around, but he doesn't know who she's seeing. It's like she wants him to find out. She won't put a passcode on her phone, and she texts me constantly. She's being sloppy, and I don't need any of the drama. Should I distance myself from her before it's too late?
Right. No, what you think?
Really?
Because too late is coming.
Yeah.
Too late may already be here. He might be just plotting his move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But partner, let me ask you something, though, dog. It's a lot of women out here, single. What you doing? What you doing, dog?
I like it.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, seriously. It's a lot of single women out here.
So
ain't
many.
Got nobody. Look, if you, dog, hey, dog, you could set this arrangement up practically anywhere. Now, you work part-time with this woman. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something, man. If this guy does know or find out who you are, it's going to be a problem for you.
Yeah.
And it usually always is, because a man takes it as, okay, just like I just told you, all these women out here, you going to pick my wife? Because
mm-hmm. you knew.
And you think, I'm just a little punk-ass dude finna take this here? You got a problem situation, problem. You got a real situation. So you better get out now, man. I'd quit that part-time job.
Yeah.
I'd quit that part-time job and change my number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good advice, CLO, as always.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.